love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me. And wow, NFL Rewind Super Bowl 54 style. Are you kidding me? Is the Dorfman not the luckiest guy in the world? Are you kidding me? What a game! 31-20 is the final. Kansas City Chiefs are your Super Bowl champions. Awesome game, baby. Patrick Mahomes, my homie. Are you kidding me again? This dude was awful for 3.5 quarters, people. And then that dude put on that super cape and that Superman. Oh, my goodness. That was my homie doing his thing. Jimmy G, you were so close. The San Francisco 49ers, you were so close. And Mike Wilson, you're here with me to talk about this unbelievable Super Bowl 54. Andy Reid gets it done after 21 years, brother. Welcome to the program, Mike Wilson. So much on the Dorfman's mind, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I don't know if I can do better than that opening that you had there, but yeah, no, I will agree. It was a great game to watch. It was a fun game to watch, and man, the Niners, all they had to do was keep them off the field at 3rd and 15, and they just couldn't do it. And a blown coverage in the back end of the Niner defense lets them in.
Unbelievable game, people. We're going to be breaking it all down for you here on the NFL Rewind Super Bowl 54 style. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson doing it for you here on Sports Overnight America. On the other side, Ari Wolf, part of the Kansas City Chiefs play-by-play preseason. This guy is so happy. The Kansas City Chiefs are so happy. The Dorfman's so happy. Unbelievable. We're going to break it down for you. Keep it close, everybody. It is the NFL Rewind Super Bowl style right here on Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
To the players, reality is one against one, move and counter-move, helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One-on-one, the battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
He'll be in the shotgun formation on this 4th and 26 from his own 24. Leading by 11, gets the shotgun snap, rolls back, winds up, long arching pass, down the near sideline, zeros on the clock, the benches will empty. And this one is over. Kansas City has won their first Super Bowl in 50 years. 50 years, a lifetime. And they do it in come-from-behind fashion, beating San Francisco 31-20 in Super Bowl 54. With Patrick Mahomes leading the comeback, he is the Super Bowl 54 MVP.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Okay, let's go.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Welcome back in, everybody. Super Bowl 54 champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, the rest of those guys, so deserving of this championship, man. Unbelievable. What a performance. Patrick Mahomes was getting his butt kicked for 3.5 quarters, and then all of a sudden, this dude just puts it on, and the Kansas City Chiefs are on their way to a Super Bowl victory. It's just incredible, man. I want to say I told you so, but at the end of the day, man, I am just glad we had ourselves a hell of a football game for as long as we had one hell of a football game, which is literally 60 minutes, man. 31-20, that's your final. Mike Wilson, to me, the turning point of the game, and I think you kind of alluded to it early, was the ability not to get off that football field on third down and 15. Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes comes up with a huge toss. Tyreek Hill comes up with a huge catch, and bam, we got ourselves a Kansas City victory, man.
Yes, we do, man. And the other part of that was when they got that second, when the 49ers got that second pick and they didn't do anything with it. They went like 3 and out, or like they ran 4 or 5 plays and they couldn't get down the field. That was a big turning point as well. But the real big one, like I said at the beginning of the show, was simply you got to get off the field at 3rd and 15, and you can't give up the 60-yard bomb. You can't have a broken down secondary, a broken play in the secondary on a play like that, and it happened, and the momentum just switched, and it never switched back.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, great game, literally, just an amazing football game. I think when San Francisco went up 20-10, I think that people were like, wow, how are the Kansas City Chiefs going to be able to respond? And the thing about this, Mike, at least to me, what I noticed and what I've seen from the Kansas City Chiefs throughout the whole postseason is that they did not have fear when they were down. So even when they were down, I kept saying to everybody in my household, Kansas City is going to win this game. And everybody kept saying to me, well, they look like they're in a lot of trouble. And you know what? That offense that you're telling us about is doing absolutely diddly squat. And I said, well, all it takes is a couple of seconds and these guys can get it done. Again, man, there's under 7 minutes. He makes that catch. I think it was about 7 minutes and 7 seconds on the clock when they do make that play. Kelsey winds up getting that touchdown, obviously. And there's about 6 minutes and 15 seconds left in this game. And then bam, you could just feel the momentum just swing in this football game, Mike. And the inability of the San Francisco 49ers to go out there and get a couple of first downs was absolutely enormous, giving Kansas City the ball right back. And Patrick Mahomes, who finally winds up getting in a rhythm really late in the ball game, him the ball back as well. And, well, the rest is history. Able to go down there and punch another score in. And then Kansas City gets that garbage score, obviously, by Williams to end the game. 31-20 is your final score. But in all honesty, to me, this was a 4-point game. And then you had the garbage touchdown to make an 11-point finish. But man, oh man, what a gutsy performance from Patrick Mahomes when I think about it too. Guy's playing like absolute you-know-what for 3.5 quarters, Mike, but he has the fortitude, the calm, the confidence to go out there and just stick with it and come up with the goods when his team needs him at the absolute biggest time. This guy is like Superman. Unbelievable, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's the MVP for a reason, you know, last season. And, you know, he showed why he was the reigning MVP. And he's the youngest guy to win the regular season MVP, the Super Bowl MVP. And, you know, Andy Reid in his post-game comments was, you know, he was being asked, you know, what was your thoughts, you know, coming in, time's running down. You got maybe one or two possessions left. I mean, the possession time is running out for you. And he goes, I just told him, keep firing. You know, Andy Reid wasn't worried, and his attitude in terms of, you know, not showing concern or worry for Mahomes helped Mahomes be confident in that huddle and down the stretch for the Kansas City Chiefs. And let's face it, the 49ers for a lot of that game held him in check. They were playing two-man deep safety most of the game. They were worried about that deep threat, and then all it takes, like you said, is a couple of plays here and there, and boom, you're back in the game, and Frisco blows the coverage in the back end, like I keep repeating. But, I mean, that's what happened, and that allowed the Kansas City Chiefs to take all the momentum, suck all the air out of the building for the San Francisco 49ers and take home the Lombardi Trophy back to Kansas City.
Yeah, and more in particular, obviously, Richard Sherman, the guy that was getting beat there quite a few times. Williams on the touchdown when you think about it. And then a big-time pass play from Watkins, too. Obviously, Sammy Watkins, he got beat on that one, too. So, look, but you can't put, obviously, this on him completely, but those are two plays that really stand out. And I know he is taking a little bit of a pounding on social media, but at the end of the day, man, just a lot of great plays out there made by people. And Patrick Mahomes, the biggest star of all of them. And let's just talk about this for a quick moment. Andy Reid getting this Super Bowl ring as a head coach. You know, this guy hadn't been to a Super Bowl now for like 15 years, 21 years into his coaching career. I mean, talk about a guy that just kept fighting, right? Think about it. Just getting back to this big game, getting two big games numerous times, and then just sticking with it and his team doing this for him. You got to feel great for Andy Reid, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely, you got to feel great for Andy Reid. And, you know, people are, like, asking me, who are you going for? And, you know, I would say the 49ers only because my father was a big 49ers guy since he was a little kid. But in reality, I wouldn't have a problem with any one of these two teams winning. And Andy Reid being on the winning end of this just puts another feather in his cap for his Hall of Fame speech. And the legacy that he's going to have. But, you know, you could kind of sense that, you know, when you listen to the other guys do their pregame shows today, that subconsciously it was almost like they were rooting for the Chiefs, rooting for Andy Reid to get his ring because he is so well deserving of this ring.
Yeah, no, Andy Reid, a great guy, and you know, it's kind of cool because on the other side, we are going to hook up with Ari Wolf, who does the play-by-play preseason style for the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'm excited to talk to him. And Andy Reid, definitely near and dear to his heart. So I want him to share that story with us about Andy Reid a little bit. So I'm excited to talk to him in just a couple of minutes. Like I said, Ari Wolf, part of the Kansas City broadcast team, will be joining us. So I look forward to him on the program. Kansas City Chiefs are your Super Bowl 54 champions, people. 31-20 is your final. Fantastic football game. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the NFL Rewind Super Bowl 54 style. It is Sports Overnight America.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Under center Mahomes, second down, six from the 38. Handoff to Williams. Got a block from the fullback. He's at the 35, the 30. Breaks a tackle on the sideline. 20. Chasing him down the sideline. The 10, the 5. Touchdown! That's it! That's it! A 38-yard touchdown run by Damian Williams. 1:12 to go. Three touchdowns in the last 5 minutes of this game. And the Chiefs lead by 10, 30 to 20. With the extra point coming up.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson hanging out with me here on a special edition, obviously, of the NFL Rewind Super Bowl 54 style. Kansas City Chiefs are your Super Bowl champions. Patrick Mahomes, the MVP, the youngest MVP ever to win a Super Bowl, man. You gotta love it, man. Just gotta love it. And sometimes you do interviews, Mike Wilson, that are just cooler than others. And this is just one of those occasions when we have the great Ari Wolf joining us, a guy that you can see literally all over the map, whether it's ESPN, AT&T Sportsnet, Rocky Mountain Stadium Network, Tennis Channel, and more importantly, for right now, the Kansas City Chiefs. Ari Wolf, welcome to the program, man. You and the Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl 54 champions, my man. How good does that sound?
It sounds fantastic. All the credit, of course, goes to all the people who work full-time for that organization and pour their heart and soul into it. But I can tell you, from spending part of July and a good chunk of August with everybody there, Andy Reid has that whole organization on the same page. And I remember from when he was in Philly, he has this knack for making everybody feel important. And don't underestimate the value in that. He gets a buy-in from everybody. I don't care if you're the janitor or you're the GM. He has a way of making everyone feel that their job's important. And he's one of the truly great people I've met in my career. And for him to get his Super Bowl win tonight, the rest is gravy. For me, it was about getting Coach Reid the ring.
You know, Andy Reid is obviously near and dear to a lot of people, but talk a little bit about how special your relationship happens to be with Andy Reid.
Well, it goes back to in 2005, I got to know Ron Jaworski, who was the analyst on the Philadelphia Eagles preseason games. And he wanted to build a relationship between me and the Eagles. So over the course of that training camp out at Lehigh, you know, I was out there just watching like other media members. And for our first game when we met with the coach, we were talking about a free agent rookie tight end. And I was nodding my head because I saw the guy make some plays. And Andy looked at me. He's like, well, Ari knows. He saw him up at camp. And I was blown away. His attention to detail, to know everyone who made the trip up to Lehigh, and to be on point about what everybody was doing. It showed that he had the ability to truly be a great leader, that there was no task too small or assignment too big for him. He just was born to be a head coach. And ever since then, he's treated me so professionally. And he just has a knack for making people feel good. You know how some people, when you're around him and you leave, you're like, just feel a little bit better about yourself? He has that gift. And look, his personal life and his story has been a bumpy ride at times, but yet his passion has always been to be a head football coach in the NFL, and there's no greater reward than being the Super Bowl champ. And I think that the long wait and it happening in Kansas City with those diehard fans who've been waiting for so long, I mean, it's a perfect story, and I'm thrilled to call Coach Reid a friend, and He's just one of those guys. When you're around him, I'm telling you, he knows how to make people feel special.
Very cool.
Yeah, that is the voice of Ari Wolf, sports broadcaster extraordinaire. You can catch him doing college basketball, football, professional tennis, anything. Ari, this is Mike Wilson again. It's nice to talk to you. Are we looking at the new Brady and Belichick combination with coach and quarterback here?
Well, I'd like to think it's a possibility. Now, clearly, age will play some factor. If Andy Reid wants to coach for another decade or more, I think they have a chance to be. I was just telling Gatta, my partner, I was telling her, this could be the next dynasty because you've got the quarterbacks, you've got the coach. And there are other areas where, frankly, they might be able to get a little bit better. But the defense made huge strides under Steve Spagnuolo. I mean, think back, yards were coming just by chunks last year. That wasn't the case this year. And, you know, we saw them against the Titans slow down Derrick Henry. Tonight we saw them slow down the vaunted rushing game of the San Francisco 49ers. They've got a lot of good things in place, and they have stable ownership. They have a stable front office. They got one of the youngest GMs in the NFL in Brett Veach. And he's the guy, by the way, who Andy Reid gives credit for being the first guy to say, we have to have Mahomes. So give him his credit that he saw something that just many of us didn't see. But the real chance for the Magic, I love Coach Reid. Brett Veach is a great guy. The Magic is Patrick Mahomes, because we saw him play one of the worst 2.5 quarters of football I've ever seen him play. But when he had to, he stepped up and he was a Super Bowl MVP. It was a wonderful storyline to see him go through those struggles, never lose the confidence, keep pumping his team up, and when his team needed him in the end, he delivered.
I agree, man. Great opinion. That is the voice of Ari Wolf, part of the Kansas City broadcast team. Did the preseason, and you know what? Like you said, man, Andy Reid thought about you. He knew about you. It all counts, man. You are definitely part of this. You said that they could be here at this point early to us, and you felt this way all season long. So you believe, just like all the Kansas City faithful, and you saw something in this team, Ari, and that kind of leads me to the point, and you kind of hit it already. You said the future is Patrick Mahomes. So what is the future? Like, how good can this guy be? Are we looking at maybe one of the greatest to ever play the game? I mean, dude, this guy's 24 and change, and he was just the Super Bowl MVP. Like, how good can he be?
The crazy part is that he's going to want to get much better, not for reasons like getting a bigger deal or getting more endorsements. He's wired the way you dream about a quarterback being wired. His dad was a professional major league pitcher. I mean, he thinks this is sort of a normal job and a normal occupation. And when he's in Kansas City, he's not going out. The guy's a homebody. I mean, he's a dream. So he wants to get better. I think having Andy Reid is huge. As long as Andy Reid is there, I think his development will continue at an exponential pace. But he has that, whatever that it quality is, that leadership quality. Guys, he can already do things on the field, and I see this with the utmost respect, that Peyton Manning and Tom Brady could never do. Not on their most athletic day. They can't do what Patrick Mahomes can do. So, to me, he seems like he is the future. I mean, what a wonderful face of the NFL he could be in a market that kind of represents the NFL. He's a biracial kid who's just a really smart, thoughtful guy, makes everybody feel good. And then when you watch him play, you get goosebumps. I mean, when he rolls out, you have no idea what might be coming. I don't know that there's a player that's more must-see TV than Patrick Mahomes. And look, he's got Travis Kelce, which is a great weapon. I give Williams credit. He did a good job at tailback, but frankly, I think the tailback position and a couple other positions on offense, you could put a bunch of guys in there and they do well with Patrick Mahomes, with the one real exception of Tyreek Hill. Because even if he doesn't beat you for a bomb, you're sweating the whole time you're prepping that Tyreek Hill is going to bust one for 80 yards. That's something you have to game plan for whenever number 10's on the field. So, look, he just signed a contract extension. There's at least a couple-year window where I think they're going to be a favorite. And guys, if Mahomes doesn't have the injury, this would have seemed almost like a foregone conclusion, right?
Yeah.
But because he had the injury, I think a lot of people who don't watch the Chiefs every week, they watch, you know, they're fans of the teams where they live, they kind of went to sleep. They were 6-4, guys. They won 9 straight games to then win the Super Bowl. It's been an amazing run, but really, this was the expectation for the Chiefs. This was the next step. I mean, remember, if Dee Ford doesn't get called for offside, he might have won the Super Bowl last year. I mean, I think they would have beat the Rams. So I think for the Chiefs, they're not going to be patting each other on the back for too long. I think they'll have a great time. But knowing Coach Reed, and I guarantee when I show up for training camp, it'll be a whole new season, and it'll be a whole new challenge. Because, guys, one thing I know from 20 years of covering football, you could have the same 53 guys, but every year is different. And he is a master at creating that bond. But it'll be a new challenge. But, look, when you look around the NFL, you look at Lamar Jackson, he's a great talent, terrific talent. Would you trade him for Patrick Mahomes? I think that's a hard no. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can come up with a player in the NFL that you would trade today straight up for Patrick Mahomes. So, really, that's really the case closed. That guy, he's the man, and they're just so lucky in Kansas City to have him because he fits that community, and he's going to be a global superstar.
Amazing stuff. Ari Wolf, man, part of the Kansas City broadcast team. The guy is excited. We all are. The Kansas City Chiefs. Our Super Bowl champions, Super Bowl 54. All right, we'll be right back, everybody. It is the NFL Rewind, Super Bowl 54 style, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number 1 by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Get it in here! I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out. Okay? Can't roll the big dogs. Stay on the horse.
Tyreek Hill awaiting the punt of Shane Lechler. Hill backing up, fielding it at the 18-yard line. Dodges to the right to the 20-yard line. Going to the 25, turns the corner at the 30, up the right sideline to the 40, to the 50-yard line, back to the 40, down the right sideline to the 30, pointing at the 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! Tyreek Hill skating all the way down the right sideline. 82 yards for the score and the Chief.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Super Bowl 54 is in the books. Kansas City Chiefs are your Super Bowl champions. 31-20, that was the final. And, you know, we have been giving so much love to the Kansas City Chiefs, and rightfully so, Mike Wilson. But I do want to say this on behalf of the San Francisco 49ers and their fan base. First and foremost, great season. Like, seriously, you were 4-12 last year. You were terrible. Jimmy G was off the football field. This dude came back, and you guys were 13-3, and you got yourselves to the Super Bowl. So Dorfman says, even though you got beat in the final game of the year where everybody else would have liked to have been, you know what? You're going to be back. I truly believe that. Or you'll have the opportunity to be back. And I do think the future is extremely bright, Mike Wilson, for the San Francisco 49ers. So credit and kudos goes to them. And then after I give the love, I do want to mention this as well. Kyle Shanahan goes in the record books two times now in the Super Bowl for not such a great thing, Mike Wilson, and that happens to be losing double-digit leads, once with the Atlanta Falcons as the OC, as we all know, and now with the San Francisco 49ers as their head coach. So now something like what Andy Reid had to get off of his back, which was the inability to win a Super Bowl in the big-time game, my man Kyle Shanahan is going to have to figure things out. But again, kudos to these guys because the ball is moving in the right direction, Mike Wilson.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, someone has to win, someone has to lose, and in this case, look, Kyle Shanahan and his 49ers came up on the short end, and yeah, he's going to have to kind of live with, you know, that moniker for a little while here. But you're absolutely right, Andy. I mean, look, the 49ers are going to have an opportunity to get back to the Super Bowl. They are absolutely loaded. Defense, that defense is going nowhere, and the offense, look, that offense was rolling. They were in rhythm in the middle of that game, and I'm sitting there going, you know, I was sitting there personally kind of waiting for the Kansas City blitz in terms of their offense and just going off and scoring. Granted, I had to wait until the last 7.5 minutes to see that, but, you know, it eventually happened. But the 49ers, you know, as much as they're going to hang their head, there's a lot that they can look up and kind of somewhat pound their chest about how good their season was. And, you know, you and I this morning talked about, you know, how teams have to take progressions. You know, you get to this point, then the next year you got to get past that point and move on to the next step and the next step. Kansas City did that. They lost to New England last year. They had to deal with, you know, losing a game of that magnitude and how they're going to handle it this season and getting over, you know, some negative things that happened to Mahomes in the middle of the year, and they got to where they wanted to go. And I think the Niners are going to take this and learn from this. And, you know, like someone, I believe it was Shanahan, was saying, we're going to use this game to fuel us for next year. So they're already kind of looking to take that next step, and I think they can. I mean, the division that they play in, it's really,
you know, it's them and the Seahawks really this year. The Rams had a down year, so you never know where the Rams are going to play into, where they're going to play into everything next year. But the Niners have a lot to be happy with. Can they make some adjustments? Yes, Shanahan's going to make some adjustments, and he's going to learn from this. Every good coach is going to learn from their loss if they're a coach worth anything. So, you know, the future is bright for Jimmy G and the 49ers.
Yeah, I mean, lumps and bruises, man, that's what it's all about. That's what life is all about when you think about it. And the 49ers, again, man, great year, great season. Came up just a little bit short to a better team, quite frankly. Mike, I hate to say it, man. I told you so. I told everybody else so. Like, I really thought that this game played out pretty much the way in my head that it would. The final score winds up being a two-score game, but realistically and ultimately, this was the Kansas City Chiefs having to step up at the end of a ball game with their defense that we have always questioned. And like Ari, who joined us just before, Ari Wolf, part of the Kansas City Chiefs preseason play-by-play team, he said, man, that defense really showed up. And I agree, man. They stepped up, dude. Like, we have questioned whether or not the Kansas City Chiefs can make plays. And before, they failed so many times. And they've had bonehead plays, whether it's an offsides or guys just not stepping up and missing tackles. They stepped up. They made plays. They applied pressure. They almost came up with the pick on Jimmy G, you know, when they really needed to. And they just got after it. And they were exceptional when they needed to be. And I think that, to me, was pretty cool to see. Like, Andy Reid, instead of, like, succumbing, he said to Patrick Mahomes, all right, dude, we got to go for this right now. We're running out of time. We got to start stretching the field. And Tyreek Hill is a guy that we know can break away. Let's see how we can get this guy in some space. They did that with a little bit over 7 minutes. You felt the momentum swing, and then it just kind of kept going. And then Jimmy G has the opportunity to, you know, write the storybook for himself, and he doesn't do it, man. He fails. And again, like this, we talked about natural progressions. This is baby steps, man. This is you taking your lumps and your bruises, San Francisco 49ers, as we saw Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs do last season and seasons before that, where they have not been able to get over that hump. They've been really good, but boom, they somehow, for some reason, they run into that wall and they lose to it. This time, they got over it. I am so happy for guys like Andy Reid. I am extremely happy for a young Patrick Mahomes and what's to come in this guy's future, Mike Wilson. I mean, dude, did you hear Travis Kelce, man? I love that, dude. Are you kidding me? You got to fight for your right to freaking Lombardi? I mean, come on, dude. This guy is a freaking genius. What a personality. The Kansas City Chiefs, I am a fan, man. I'm sorry. We all know I am from the great state of Wisconsin. I love my Green Bay Packers, but dude, the personalities and the guys on this team, they're actually extremely likable, Mike Wilson.
Oh yeah, they are. They got big personalities. They're great quotes. They love being in front of the camera. You know, so yeah, they're gonna get a lot of people jumping on the bandwagon and be like, I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm a fan of this, that, the, you know, this guy. But, you know, as much praise as we're giving Reed and Mahomes, let's not forget about Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator for the Chiefs, and calling some of these plays and getting these schemes going. You know, he was up for a couple of NFL jobs, didn't get them for whatever reason. But I got a feeling right now that Bieniemy is like, you know what? I don't need to be head coach. I'm going to sit on this gravy train, you know, as long as I can be here and enjoy all the fruits of this labor. So, you know, much of the pub that Mahomes and Reed going to get, don't forget about Bieniemy and the assistant coaches that put in just as much time.
Yeah, no, I want to get this in here because the game was so incredible, dude. Like, ultimately, this is exactly what we all wanted. We wanted to have the last 60 minutes of the NFL season be fantastic. And quite frankly, I really think it was a really compelling football game. But we'd be remiss if we don't get this in here, man. Halftime and the commercials, your thoughts and your opinions on that. A lot of people love the halftime. A lot of people hate it. A lot of people love the commercials. A lot of people hate them, dude. I kind of fall somewhere in the middle of this whole thing, but what say you, Mike Wilson?
Well, let's start with halftime. I mean, it was typical Miami style, a lot of Latin sounds and beats and flavor to it, lots of color. But if you had to compare the two, J-Lo and Shakira, I put on my Facebook page, Shakira won that hands down. The performance by her was, I thought was better than J-Lo. Not that I'm complaining about watching those two attractive women bounce around, but, and then you got the commercials. The commercials I thought were pretty good. I mean, you know, there were some clunkers in there, but you know, the one at the very beginning where the kid is running in the football and they had all the kids run in, I thought that was pretty cool. The one I can't remember what it's for. It's for like Ford South Park, but it was all with a Boston accent. They're like, "Yeah, park the car, South Park." You know, it just in Worcester. You know, it sounded all Boston-ish, and I thought that was pretty good. And there were some others around there that were good as well. But what did you think, buddy?
Look, like I said, man, I'm just kind of somewhere in the middle, man. I mean, I loved the halftime, though. I thought it was fantastic, man. I mean, look, right. when you look as good as Shakira and J-Lo at their age, get out there, do your thing. They're true entertainers. I think if you had a problem with anything, then maybe you just got to look in the mirror, because ultimately everybody was out there having a great time and enjoying themselves and putting on a show.
Right.
And ultimately, I think we had ourselves one hell of a show all around with Super Bowl 54. Miami was a great host, dude. We talked to people that were there throughout the week. They had nothing but compliments, and ultimately at the end of the day, we had ourselves a winner of a football game. I'm sorry, but Patrick Mahomes, a guy that to me is the biggest star, he showed up, and he was the guy that I expected him to be. And Mike, quite frankly, you can't be that guy necessarily for 60 minutes. But at the end of the day, if your team gets the W and the other guys walk away with the L, you showed us who you are, your true colors. Like, this guy is unbelievable, bro.
Yeah, he is unbelievable. Look, the Kansas City Chiefs should be the favorite, obviously, to get back to the Super Bowl and win it. You know, in these way too early kind of rankings, and San Francisco will be up there, you know, and it's just going to be a fun time to watch, even though we have like, I think it's like 30 weeks until, you know, like preseason starts, but Kansas City has something going, and they should be awfully proud of that team, and I'm sure Kansas City is going to shut down the city and enjoy all this for the parade.
You're right about that. All right, folks, we got to take another pause for the cause. Come back, do our parting shots. Super Bowl 54 is in the books. Kansas City Chiefs are the Super Bowl champions, 31-20 over the San Francisco 49ers. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the NFL Rewind, Super Bowl 54 style, and this would be Sports Overnight America.
Second down goal, Mahomes under center, snap, spin, rolls, fakes the pitch, once, twice, he runs in for the touchdown. Touchdown Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes. And the Chiefs have taken the lead late in the first quarter.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Thank you. Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
When you travel to San Francisco, you'll want to stay near the major attractions of the city, but not necessarily stay in the thick of the fast-paced life of the concrete jungle. The Holiday Inn Express Hotel and Suites in Pacifica puts you just outside of San Francisco for convenient access, but also puts you just steps away from Rockaway Beach and the Pacific Ocean. Whether you're traveling to San Francisco with your family, on a romantic getaway, or on corporate travel, their beachfront location and proximity to San Francisco and SFO International Airport makes it your perfect location. Choose a select suite and cozy up to a romantic fireplace. That's the Holiday Inn Express Hotel and Suites Pacifica. Go to www.hiexpresspacifica.com or call 650-355-5000 for the Holiday Inn Express Hotel and Suites Pacifica.
Now, more of The Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here with us to break down, talk about Super Bowl 54. Unbelievable game. Chiefs are your champions of the NFL. 31-20 is the final. Patrick, my homie, Mahomes is the MVP. And you know what? I like, some like to call him Mike, I love Big Shaking Booty Wilson. I like to call him Media Mike. And you know what, brother? At this time, it's your time to give a parting shot. What it is, my man?
Well, I will say this. I'm not shaking booty right now, but I just want to give a shout-out to both these teams for putting on a great game. And bigger kudos to the Kansas City Chiefs. You are the Super Bowl champions for the first time in 50 years. Have a great time with that parade. Stay safe out there, but just enjoy the championship and everything that comes with it.
Yeah, man, this was just an unbelievable season. I mean, we saw a breakout from Lamar Jackson. I think the future is extremely bright for a lot of these young guns, and it kind of leads me to where I'm headed here. A passing and a changing of the guard, people. Patrick, my homie Mahomes, he took it, and this guy ran with it. Love the performance. Gutty, gritty. dude was getting his butt kicked around for 3.5 quarters, had the fortitude, had the calm, had the confidence, had the poise to figure it out and get it done for the Kansas City Chiefs, their fan base, Andy Reid, 21 years, man, you deserve this. I got so much to say, and obviously not enough time to do it. For Mike Wilson, Ari Wolf for joining us, Scott on the other side of the glass making it all possible, I would be the DORF man. Thanks for listening to us on the NFL Rewind Super Bowl 54 style. This has been Sports Overnight America.